is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the 30th day of December 2019. One more day left in 2019, folks. We're getting ready to move into a brand new year, and I don't know what this is going to hold. This will be the last live broadcast for 2019. Tomorrow night will be a rerun, and so will, of course, Wednesday, New Year's Day. But I'm with you tonight live, and I have many ideas or thoughts I want to share with you. I want to share some news with you. I want to, you know, folks, I don't do rehearsed programs when it comes to speaking to you, just me and you. It's just going to be you and I tonight. I don't have any guests on. You folks are going to be our guests. Actually, you're not guests, you're family. I'm taking phone calls the next half hour, as I usually do, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But I want to talk to you a while. And it's going to be a serious conversation. And I hope you'll stay tuned. And when you can, if you feel like it, share some of your thoughts with us. But it's going to be a little bit before I take a phone call. I have a lot of stuff to cover first. But first off, I'll not be with you live tomorrow night or Wednesday night, but I'll be in the office Thursday. Remember that. Office 9 to 4 Eastern. I'll be in the office Thursday. This coming Saturday, we'll be having church again to get back on regular schedule. The first Saturday of January, weather permitting, we'll be having Bible study at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. And I'm really glad so many people are watching. We're getting several comments after we're done, and I do appreciate that. I really mean that. Now, you can watch us live if you want to by going to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com, 11:30 Saturday morning, Eastern time, and click on live stream, and there it will be. Listen on the phone if you like, folks, by calling 515-606-5830. 515-606-5830. And the code after you call in and listen to us is 895-509. 895-509. I hope you join us. If you missed the information, well, join us. Call me Thursday in the office at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. I'd love to talk to you, and I hope you join us this coming Saturday, like I said. Now, we did send a Berkey water filter out this week. Last Thursday. We sent a free filter to Indiana. Totally free. There's no charge, no strings attached. Now, as of right now, we have no requests for a free Berkey water filter or a case of Numana food. Numana foods are the best, highest quality, storable food anywhere in this country. You get a free case if you want by writing and asking. That's all you got to do. Tell us why you need it. In case we have four or five people wanting to, you know, need it right away, we can see maybe who needs it the most. Just write us and tell us why you want a case of food. Or if you need a water filter, and I can't imagine anybody not wanting a Berkey water filter for whatever reason. I mean, I don't care if you have city water or not. I don't care if it's well water. You need a water filter because water is not pure in this land anymore as far as surface water or well water. It's just polluted. But if you need a Berkey water filter, you write us and tell us how you need a Berkey, and this is why. Now, you call Lisa tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and get her address and write to us. I promise you, if we had the names in place on the 30th this month, we will be sending out another free case of food and a Berkey water filter. That's what we're going to do. That's our plan. So we'll be in the office Thursday, like as always, and church is coming Saturday. Don't forget those two things, please. That's important. And I'm asking again if you get a copy of the book by John Daniel entitled The Grand Design Exposed. You've got to see the design behind this country to know that we were founded by many good men. But the plan to make us into what it is today was planned long before this nation was formed, folks. I promise you that's true. This book for $12.95 will open your eyes to a lot of truths. The Grand Design Exposed. Just send a letter, write us, and send a check, mail, or whatever, a call, and use a credit card, whatever you want to do. Just mention the book Grand Design, $12.95. I think you'll be glad you got it. No, I don't think you'll be. I guarantee you will be. You'll be shocked for some of the things you learn. For example, at Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. is built on a piece of land that used to be called Rome, and it was owned by a guy named Pope. What a coincidence, is it not? You'll find out where the Masonic organization started. You'll find how it got started, the Masons, what they're all about. You'll find a lot of things in this book that you won't find anywhere else. $12.95 delivered. You want the truth, write and get it. If not, please don't do it because it'll shock you. But it's $12.95 and you just write and tell us what you want. Now, next week on the 6th, we're going to have Russ Dizdar back on. Russ Dizdar is up to his eyeballs exposing the Amish. And I think even some Mennonites, with a lot of things they're doing behind the scenes that are occultic, and even to the point of child abuse. This coming the 6th of next month, 2020, we're going to have Russ Dizdar on. Tuesday night, some of y'all are going to be happy to hear this, we will have back in stock, REM sleep. Oh yeah. Have Matthew Pfeiffer on talking about REM sleep. Now, with all the new listeners out there, you have no idea what I'm talking about. We'll discuss it Tuesday night with Matthew Pfeiffer what REM sleep is. Folks, that is a phenomenal natural product that helps you rest at night like you won't believe. We'll discuss that on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, we're going to have on David Carrico, Brother David Carrico. We're going to be talking about a DVD he made called Dark Covenant and a book he wrote entitled The European Masonic Satanic Connection and Child Abuse in this Organization. Folks, this is amazing. And on the 14th of next month, we're going to have Dr. Rodriguez on to answer your health questions. And on the 13th, we're going to have on D.V. Kidd. We got a lineup, folks. It's just not going to believe, really. And on the 15th, we're going to have Edwin Vieira on discussing what's happening in Virginia. So hang on to us till next year because you're going to hear a lot of things that you're going to want to know. Now, I want to talk to you a while. And by the way, don't forget, if you listen on shortwave tonight on 6115, Melody Cedarstrom with Discount Gold and Silver is why you're hearing us on shortwave right now. If it were not for her, we would not be on 6115. Now, if y'all listen on shortwave and the signal's not real good, or if you hang on to 11 o'clock tonight Eastern Time, there'll be a rebroadcast on 3215. In my mind, a much better signal, much better frequency. On 3215, a repeat of the night's broadcast, 11 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. So if you don't hear it on 6115, if you stay up to 11 Eastern, you'll hear it on there. But let's move on to another thing, because I do want to share some thoughts with you, please. Now, I know that, I don't know how to even put this. Edmund Burke said one time that all it takes for evil to triumph, all that takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And I look at that and I wonder, how could really, truly good men do nothing against evil? Just a thought of my own. But we're told in the scriptures that we are to resist the devil. That's in James chapter 4, by the way. We're to resist the devil, and that he will flee from us. That means as individuals, it also means as a society. In the same chapter it says, to him that knoweth to do good, and he doeth it not, to him it is sin. Now let me make a point here. We as a nation, as a society as a whole, even though we say we know better and we are good people, have not resisted evil. We've not resisted the devil. We've taken very few stands as a society. I know there's some out there taking a stand. Some people are going to prison for taking a stand for Jesus Christ in America today. A lot of men are harassed. A lot of ladies are harassed because of taking a stand. They lose their jobs. They lose their businesses, everything because of taking a stand. I know that. But the masses are not. They call themselves Christians are not taking a stand. And when you know something's evil and you don't stand against it, therefore you know it's good to stand against it and you don't do it, so you sinned. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin. It is sin. It is sin. So we have many millions of people in this country call self believers in Jesus Christ who are living in sin because they won't open their mouth to stand against evil. They won't speak up. They won't stand up. They won't do anything except wait for the rapture and hope things turn around because we're going to get Trump back in office in 2020. We're going to change this country for the good. If after 4 years of Trump, after 3 years of Trump, you think that's still going to happen? I don't hold up much hope for you, to tell you the truth. I really don't. This nation has went so far in the wrong direction so quickly that it's just, in my lifetime, folks, in my lifetime, we're going to discuss my lifetime tonight, and not my lifetime per se, but the times that I've been alive and the years I've been alive. We started down a slippery slope in America a long time ago. In the 60s, I was a teenager. I graduated high school in 1966. I was 17 years old. I was a teenager. And I remember, although I wasn't part of it, because we lived out in the country where nobody even knew what he's talking about. We had hippies and free-loving and dope-smoking and all kinds of carousing going on. America in the 60s started down a very slippery slope. A gentleman by the name of, I'm going to try, Unwin. He was an anthropologist. J.D. Unwin published a book entitled Sex and Culture back in 1934, folks. He showed that a culture will inevitably collapse within three generations of failing to protect the family through the rule of law. Now we are two generations past our own culture's sex revolution in the 1960s, and we are clearly witnessing the swift decline Unwin predicted. Every time a society replaces lifelong monogamous marriage with sexual immorality, that society is doomed to collapse, according to Mr. Unwin, within three generations. And I think we can clearly say that's happening. It's bad right now that in the U.S. Senate, they have Senate Bill 788 called the Equality Act. Right now it has 47 sponsors ready to back it. Did you hear what I said? And 288 legislators are co-signing this bill, this Equality Act bill, which will force those who will take a stand to compromise or go to jail. Sexual immorality, folks, always leads to self-absorbed society that rejects facts and truth and runs on what feels good. You can't hurt your feelings. You can't slight them because your pal will cry and they'll just get all upset with you. We now live in a society, folks, where being a sexual deviant is not only tolerated, but it's rewarded as being something special. Even here in West Virginia, we have sodomites and lesbians walking around proud to be perverts. And the people, the good people, say nothing. That's exactly why this nation's going to hell, because the good people have said nothing. The facts of life, the facts of truth of life in society means nothing when you run on feelings and what we want to believe is true. That has a lot to do with the sexual identity movement. You know, they insist that they can be anything they want to be. They can be any gender they want to be. It makes no difference just because they feel like they're a woman and they're a man or vice versa. That's what they are. The Bible is very clear on the fact that once the morals of a nation decline, the nation is damned. Deuteronomy 28:28 said, I'll smite them with madness. Yeah, I did. That's what he said. And it's just unbelievable what that word means. If you ever get a chance, look up the word madness in Strong's Concordance. I did. That word madness just doesn't mean insanity. That's what it says. It means furiously insane. Furiously insane. Crazy. Furiously crazy. And so insane that they lost all reason and all reasonability. Owen was right. He said within three generations, a nation will fall. And I lived in the 60s. I saw some coming, but again, until I went into the military in 1967, I really had no idea. And I still didn't even in there. But I could see it decaying. The movie started showing sexuality, nudity, swearing. The F word become the standard of the day. It's everywhere. And in 1987, a pervert named Michael Swift wrote an article entitled The Gay Manifesto. Yeah, he did. February 15th, 1987. It's only about a page and a half long. I'm not going to read it. I offer it to you folks. If you won't read the goals of the sodomites, pay postage. You send a couple bucks, pay for the envelope and postage. I'll send and copy this. Just say, I want the gay manifesto. I want the paper on queers. I want to see what it says about how they're going to take over the country by going into the schools, and into the military, and into the arts, and into the music. And they have done that. They have done that. They have done that. And they have done it very well. And what does the church do? Well, most of them say nothing about it all because they don't offend anybody. So they keep their mouth shut and move on. We come to the point now that on Hallmark Channel on TV, Hallmark, you know, one that makes greeting cards and all that. I knew this was coming because I saw a homosexual greeting card in a card store by Hallmark years ago. Well, they had an advertisement on their channel of two perverted women getting married on the Hallmark Channel, folks. And some people made a little noise, so they pulled it for a little while. Then they came back into the LGBTQ community because they're afraid, I assume, of losing business or whatever. But, folks, listen, I want to tell you this. For whatever reason, you slide back in and say, Hallmark said, we're not going to play a commercial again. Well, they did. Their value system is based upon money, has nothing to do with morals, moral character, or love of society. Their love is for money. So they came back in and started, they're going to play the commercial, and they are playing the commercial. Because, again, the good people as a whole did nothing. You know, I've asked before on this program, I write letters when I see something wrong. I wrote letters to Chick-fil-A. I've written letters to different places trying to explain to them what's going on. I wrote Chick-fil-A. They posted up on the news with Fuse. Had several good comments and asked people to write letters to the address or ain't on the letter that I sent, but I don't know if they did or not. I have no idea. But I had one guy very upset, and a poor guy, his name is Bob, and he's so messed up. So full of hate and bitterness, it's unbelievable. His name is Bob. And I really feel for him. He was angry because I expressed my opinion on Chick-fil-A. I'm going to do that just a little bit more now. Just in a few minutes, I mean. But now we got to the point in America because we changed from a value system based upon the laws of God, upon moral values that protected good people, that rewarded moral people, that work for the family to keep the family intact. The divorce rate in America now is unbelievable. Even the church, the so-called church, the church's divorce rate is as high as the rest of the world now. We've completely lost our sense of morality in this country. And I'm going to say this very clearly. This one I'm going to tell you. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you. I just finished a teaching entitled The Fallacy of Easy Believism. 2 hours long. DVD or CD, your choice, $10. But I promise you this. I promise you this. I promise you this in the Word of God, Matthew 7. There'll be millions going to church who are going to cry out today, Lord, Lord, didn't we not do these things? He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity, which means lawlessness. If you're one of those good people who sit back and say nothing when your family's living in hell, shacking up, courting, drinking, doing drugs, whatever you want to call it, out of the closet sodomites, and you go along, get along, the blame on the decay of the society rests squarely with you. I said with you. I'm challenging you, folks. I'm challenging you right now. I'm challenging you. You No, not your neighbor. Not the guy next door, the one behind you in church. You! It's so messed up now that we have a pervert. And I said pervert. I don't apologize, folks. These people are perverted beyond words. They are sexual deviants that are trying to destroy. No, they're not trying. They're doing it, just as they said in the so-called gay manifesto. They come after your children. They can't reproduce, so they recruit. These people are perverting your children and your grandchildren and destroying your futures. Do you know, folks, you know words. The words make a difference. You know that? You know that words make a difference. Changing words and meanings actually changes society. Remember the word gay used to mean happy? Remember that? You remember? And Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the new edition, has a new meaning for the word they. They now call it the word of the year, they, T-H-E-Y. That's going to be the new pronoun for people who don't know what they are or don't want to be called he or she. They're going to say they. And so help me, that's the word of the year in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Our nation is gone, folks. It is over the hill. It's finished. But that does not excuse you from standing for the truth. A Anita Green, a perverted cross-gender, in Oregon, is filing a lawsuit against United States of America pageants in the U.S. District Court for the District of Oregon, alleging the organization has unlawfully discriminated against him by not letting him compete with other natural-born females in a beauty pageant. Oh, yeah, 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 that's right, that's right. And again, don't say anything. You may hurt somebody's feelings. They may not like you no more. And who knows, you may get in trouble with your neighbors and friends. They may laugh at you because you're a radical. You're a nut. You're one of those Jesus freaks, aren't you? I pray to God I am. I truly do. As you've heard before, that if I'm ever put on trial for being a Christian, I hope there's enough evidence to convict me. I don't want anyone to guess where I stand. I cannot and will not tolerate idly without saying something against evil when I see it confronting me or someone around me. I won't do it. It's getting so bad now that in the Olympics, the 2020 Olympics, folks, we're trying to figure out a way that men can compete with women, and it's causing chaos. The feminist wanted equal rights. Remember that? Remember that back in the 70s? Equal rights. You remember Bobby, whatever name was, in the tennis match and all that. They want equal rights. They burnt the bras. That wasn't pretty in some cases. But anyway, they want equal rights with men. And now men are saying, okay, you're equal with us. Now we're going to play with you too. We're going to play in your teams. And they're crying about it. And I'm not saying they shouldn't. But the Olympics don't know what to do. How are they going to stop it? They can't come up with a way to do it. There may be a chance here, this may shoot this transgender thing right in the head. I don't know. It may. It's a good start, perhaps, when the Olympics say we can't do that. It's not a fair competition. And obviously it's not. But my point is this. How in the name of God did we, I said we, I mean you, I mean me, how did we let it get this bad? How did we let it get this bad? Where are the churches? Where are the pastors? Where are the men that call themselves believers? Where are the men that are willing to stand in the face of evil and say enough is enough? We're to resist evil, confront evil, stand against evil, not condone it, tolerate it, and back up from it. Satan is not content with taking an inch. He'll take the whole thing. And folks, he destroyed our country. He destroyed this once great nation. But he did it with our consent. He did it with our consent, and I'm going to say this even more. He did it on my watch. He did most of it on my watch. I always started long before I was born. It did. It started back in the 30s with Social Security and socialism. It did. Socialism just means that we broke the commandment of God in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. We put our trust in man and trust the government and trust the benefits of man, which started us down the road to compromising and tolerating evil because we don't want to bite the hands that feed us. Now we have homosexual, sodomite, all manner of perverts taking over to the point now that even our own children are confused. My own family sees the results of this, folks. My own family sees the results of this compromise and decadence that we've allowed in this country. Don't you blame Obama. Don't you blame the Supreme Court. If you're not speaking up and standing up, no matter what the cost, you are a huge part of the problem yourself. You so-called men and women of God who are too afraid to speak up because you might offend your son or daughter who wants to shack up with a boy or girl, or, God forbid, a boy with a boy, whatever. And they're out there. They're out there. I know church members whose sons are out and out sodomites, lesbians, perverts, and nothing said to them. Church members, folks, they go to church. They don't attend where I pastor. Not because I'm going to kick them out, but I certainly would preach the Bible. I'm saying this right now. The blame is not in the world. The blame is in the Church of Christ. When we've done nothing. Oh, my preacher has prophesied it's going to happen. Would you mind showing me in the Bible where it says that you and I would do nothing so this prophecy would be fulfilled? Folks, 2020, I am not a prophet. And don't you dare say I prophesy anything. I'm not prophesying anything. But I got a thing of 2020 is going to bring a lot of hell to America. Psalms 9:17, all nations that forget me are turned into hell. Now it's getting to the point that they not only want to be transgendered and be different sexes, what different sexes than what they were born to be. Tennessee has passed a bill to require all school students to, if they're going to play sports, play with the team that they were born sexually to be on. If you got to pass laws, folks, to make the people behave, society is finished. Back at the break. 844-769-2944.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio, Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back. We'll get the phone lines in a minute. Keep them coming in. If you like, I'll get to you, I promise. 844-769-2944. Now, we've had transgenderism take over. Oh, it's moving in everywhere. But now there's a new movement out, and it's being approved by colleges. Racial self-identification is next. I'm going to read part of this to you. We all knew it was coming, and here it is. According to the Telegraph, one major lecturers' union has declared that people should be allowed to identify as black no matter what color they are born. What if blacks will be white? It should be the same thing, shouldn't it? Or I won't be red and not, no, I don't know, whatever. After all, if your genitalia doesn't tell us anything about your sex, your skin color obviously tells us nothing about your race. I'm a bit surprised it's so long for it to take off. The University and College Union, UCU, which represents more than 100,000 universities, lecturers, and staff, set out its position on whether people should be able to self-identify as different races or gender. In the paper, UCU position on trans inclusion, it's called Trans Inclusion, is stated, the UCU has a long history of enabling members to self-identify, whether that be black, disabled, LGBTQ, or women. Did you hear that? It's called trans inclusion. So you don't like your collar? Change your collar, folks. Nothing, just go ahead and do it. I mean, you know, everything's running now on feelings. Nothing to do with facts. Feelings, right? It's okay. It's feelings. If I feel like I want to be black today, then I'm black. If I want to be trans fluid today, that's my business. Don't you dare hurt my feelings. You better not call me him or he. You better call me they. This is America, the one you and I live in right now. And Pete Buttigieg, I call him Buttgag, who's running for president and getting support, even from Kevin Costner, a man that made some movies I really enjoyed, is being endorsed by other people that I would have thought better of. Should know better than Hollywood. Most Hollywood people are insane with their immorality anyway. But Pete Buttigieg said killing babies in late term abortions or murder. Like, let's just put it like it is: in late term murder is okay because just 12,000 of them die every year that way. Now wait a minute, what did I say? We don't need a law to stop this because only 12,000 die like that every year. So we don't need a law to stop it. We just have to let it go on. They only kill 12,000 a year with late-term murder. You know, when so don't let it bother you. 12,000 babies is nothing, folks. And when you think about it, it's only 3 days worth of common days of murdering babies in this country. About 3,000 to 4,000 a day. So why should we care? It's no big deal. It's only, you know, only 3,000 a day or 4,000 a day. Let it be. Don't worry about it. And we have a man that's running for office like Pete Buttigieg, and him and his, I guess he's a wife. I don't know which one's which in this situation. And he's getting support in America. Where does the blame lie, folks? Not in the Supreme Court. It lies in the people and society that's dying. I'm going to do a few more news articles. I'm going to get the phone calls, I promise. 844-769-2944. And an organization I wrote the letter to a month and a half ago, Chick-fil-A, and expressed my disappointment, hurt, and anger for what they've done, has taken a step further. Chick-fil-A now supports organization that hosted Drag Queen Story Hour. It would seem as though Chick-fil-A has all but officially abandoned their Christian beginnings and values. Chick-fil-A rose to become the country's most profitable fast food chain thanks to the loyal support of its Christian conservative consumer base, who they are now turning their back on. Do you hear what I said? They become the most profitable fast food chain in the country. Everything changed on November 18th when it was revealed the fast food chain would no longer be donating to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, two organizations that have been criticized by the LGBTQ activists. Adding insult to the injury, it was then revealed that CFA had donated to the far-left Southern Poverty Law Center. That's not all. They also donated money to Covenant House, an organization that openly supports all things LGBTQ, and including Drag Queen Story Hour events. On its list of community partners who have hosted three of these perverted events, run New York Drag Queen Story Hour website proudly lists Covenant House as one, along with several churches and elementary schools and even preschools who allow them to come in and read to your children. I got a picture right here, folks, of a drag queen, sick, perverted individual with a young black boy in his lap waving the rainbow flag. It's not the pervert's fault. It's our fault. It is our fault. It is our fault. Don't blame them. Look in the mirror and see that quiet coward who won't say anything. See the one who's compromised. I'm talking to myself right now, folks. I really am. See the one who's compromised to get along. See the one who allows it to happen in his own family. They will back up and not so as not to hurt anybody, not to hurt any feelings. He'll back up and keep his mouth shut. That's who we are. That's who we become. And that's exactly why this nation's going to hell. You see, if you're going to stand for something, you have to stand against something also. And when you stand against something, you're going to make enemies. And how many years now has this broadcast and others been talking about churches? I'm going to call them churches. They're not churches. They're corporations. Who are 501c3 corporations. They're not churches. How many have we talked? How long have we talked about that? Many, 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 many years. And there's a so-called church in Cleveland, the Denison Avenue United Church of Christ, who was letting homeless people sleep in the church on cold nights because they didn't have anywhere else to go with this amount. Because it's a safety hazard. And if they don't move them out, they're going to lose their status as a religious organization. I said religious. I didn't say church. This is their own wording. Religious organization. An organization is not a church. It is a 501c3 IRS-created corporation. Now, let me repeat that. IRS-created, not God born, not Christ born again, not saved by the blood of Christ, not made and created by God Almighty, created by the IRS as a religious organization, and therefore they are under the authority of the government that gave them that privilege of being a corporation. But why do we care, right? I guarantee you that most of y'all, this is broadcast, go to a 501c3 IRS organization, and you're perfectly happy with that. Perfectly happy with it, because, you see, it's easy. Now, they get up and they say a few things. They sing songs, and they sing hymns, and sometimes they get really emotional, and some places probably blabber in tongues and jump up and down and get slain in the spirit and all these things. But they're not a God-ordained nor created body. They are IRS corporation. I know I was at one time myself. And as I knew they would, they're threatened to pull their IRS status as a corporation, a religious corporation, so they'll lose their money. They won't be able to be tax-exempt. The church has always been tax-immune, and that's a fact. That's constitutional. But who knows? Who cares? And I'm going to share one more thing, then I'm going to take phone calls. The lines are getting full. I know they are. So hang in there, folks. I'll get to Ariel and Addison and all of you. Netflix is probably the most evil, corrupt, entertainment corporation or company out there, period. They have brought forth all kinds of filth in this country for a long time. I mean filth, unbelievable filth. But now they've went a step to another step further. They've turned Christ and his disciples into sodomites and lesbians. You know, I'm going to read part of this article. It says, for years they've been creating vomit-inducing boobies and shows that openly mock faith, family, and traditional family American values, but the subscriber base just kept growing, and so they just kept doing it. And that's the problem, folks. Christians are paying to have Netflix in their home. What a damnable, damnable, damnable witness that is. What a damnable, damnable hell fire-burning cause of depravity and destruction that is. But anyway, over the years, the general population has become entirely desensitized to sex, violence, and foul language that is peppered throughout our entertainment, and that is extremely unfortunate. But what Netflix is doing is on an entirely different level. They have literally turned blasphemy of the Christian faith into an entertainment, and apparently they believe that the American public is willing to accept this, and I guarantee you they are. I guarantee you we have people listening tonight who call themselves Christians who have Netflix on their TV sets. The following description of a new movie about Jesus that Netflix just released comes from LifeSite News. Netflix has released a blasphemous Christmas special movie that depicts Jesus as a homosexual, the Virgin Mary as an adulterer who smokes weed, and Joseph as a bumbling carpenter who can't build a table. Jesus also gets high off special tea, hallucinating himself into a meeting with Buddha, Krishna, at Rastafari god Jah, and an alien deity for Scientologists. Did you hear me? Even though there's 2 million signatures on a petition to try to stop this, they're not doing it because people still sign up to get it. One Nation raised a real protest over this, and that was Brazil, not America, Brazil. We started down slippery slope even before the 60s, but mostly in the 60s. With the birth of many new agendas coming in the entertainment industry, decadence in all sorts in the music field, and with this groups, we'll call them singing groups, that push the envelope more every day. The Rolling Stones are a good one. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, really, they started the ball rolling really quickly, and they're still out there doing it. But they're multi-meaned because of it. The slope is getting slicker and steeper. It's as steep now that America can never, never turn around. But now you listen to me. Now you listen to me. You listen to what I'm telling you. You don't have to believe what I'm telling you. Read 2 Kings 24, verse 4, and tell me what God said he would do to a people that slaughters innocence. He said, I'll not pardon sin. America slaughtered at least 60, 70, probably close to 1 million babies. Not to mention, when I slide over the world in a needless wars. Now, yeah, I'm a Vietnam era vet. I know what I'm talking about. A needless war because I wore a uniform. I just did what I did. It's the other job I had. I'm not a hero. I was a suckered in fool like most of them are today. But moving on. The soap has gotten so greased up and so slick now, I don't see it can ever be turned around this country. But our job, our duty is not to worry about consequences. Our duty is to stand up for the truth and confront evil, resist the devil, and do what's right because it is right. I don't want to be told one day by my father, you knew to do good and you didn't do it, so therefore you sinned. I don't want to hear, when I cry, Lord, Lord, look what I've done. I want to hear, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. You say, well, preacher, I don't drink and I don't chew and I don't run around with girls that do. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a homosexual. I'm not a fornicator. I'm just a good man. I'm a good Christian. I'm a good woman. Are you standing against evil as you're told to? Are you speaking up? Are you standing against it as a disciple did, as many millions have since then? Are you willing to confront it and die for the sake of Christ and for the glory of our Father? Are you willing to die for what's right? Are you just going to say, well, I know I'm saved, so I'm not doing any of these things, so I'm okay? No. Not to oppose evil is to condone evil. Not to oppose it is to condone it. And that makes you a worker of iniquity, lawlessness. You may one day, I pray God, we none of you do, will cry, Lord, Lord, and you're going to say, I don't even know you. That's how serious it is. I'm going to the phone line now. I ran out of time so quickly. Again, this is our last live broadcast for 2019. I'm back with you tomorrow night and Wednesday night both, but they will be recorded. Next week, starting fresh with the rest of our Monday night, moving on from there. But let's go to our caller from Maryland. Let's talk to Ariel. Ariel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Welcome.
Okay, Pastor. The reason behind this homosexuality and women's power and all that, the root cause of it is men have given their power to women.
That's a big part of it. You're right. That's a big part of it. You're right. It is.
That is the part of it. They think by giving their power to women that they can control women's bodies. It started with the Garden of Eden. And what they don't realize is if they do give their power to women, women will despise them because women have their own power. They don't need power from men.
And a lot of women may not want to hear this, but I know from people I've talked to that are women, they've told me many times they want a man to lead them and protect them and provide them. They want that. They want that security. And they want to be a good helpmate. They want to be a wife, a strong wife and a helpmate. But men, you're right. We have a bunch of 65 men there. You know, by the way, in your Bible, you'll find out that in 2 Corinthians 6:9, that womanish men are going to hell. I didn't say homosexuals. I meant effeminate men are going to hell.
But Pastor, listen, the men in this country have taken their eyes off of their Creator, off
That's
of God
true.
Almighty, and placed them on that pee hole between a woman's legs. They become totally evil and corrupt.
As a whole, you're absolutely right. You're right. I can't argue the point. You're exactly
yes.
right.
And the root cause of all of that is we placing the alien above us. We're not supposed to put the alien above us, and God promised to curse us. We're Israel.
Yes, we did.
We're lost Israel. Jesus Christ came to save us, Israel and Judah. But you know, we felt sorry for the alien. We felt sorry for the Negro and all these other races. We decided we could do better than God. We're going to clean up God's act. So we're going to put the alien above us. And when that happened, the curses started coming down on us.
Amen. I agree. Brother, God jumped, got a boatload of calls. You have good points, right on the money. Thanks, Eric,
All
for
right.
taking a stand. God bless you, sir. You stand. You stick to your gun and do what's right, okay?
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Let's go to another call. Let's go to Addison, Ohio. Addison, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, what are you doing, Pastor?
Well, I'm probably getting in trouble, but go ahead.
You're always in trouble. Me too. Hey, back in December, this month here, earlier in the month, December 11th, 2019, President Trump signed an executive order, 13-899, combating anti-Semitism.
Yes, yes,
and the majority of the people in the United States does not comprehend what this has done. First Amendment of the Constitution, which we both know is dead now. But Congress shall make no law respecting established religion or prohibiting the free exercise or abridge the freedom of speech and of the press and of the right of the people to peacefully assemble. So basically what he has done is combined state and religion with this executive order. And people better wake up and understand what this just happened. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say we're seeing Pastor. So-called hate crimes everywhere. The black guy that attacked the people in New York, in the rabbi's house, they call that a hate crime. The shooting in other places, well, that's all hate, that's all terrorism. And soon, if we pick up against evil of any kind, especially if it comes from, we'll say, the Zionist side, we're going to be in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. But this here officiates an establishment of a state religion. And
yes, it does. I agree.
And, oh, man. We see the NSA spying on us all. We know our Bill of Rights is gone. The Second Amendment's on its way out. And people better be paying attention right now. Things are going to get nasty. We're just about with the perfect storm with our economic system. Brothers and sisters, right now we need to know who we're going to be serving. This day,
amen.
This day, every knee, in the end, every knee is going to be bowing before the Lord.
That's right.
And I'm asking you right now, if you don't know the Lord, now is the time. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. He saved me. He's picked me up and pulled me out of the sin and the pus of the world. Right now, please,
amen,
brothers and sisters, think we cannot put our trust in any man or any institution.
Amen.
Even our churches are failing us. But Jesus Christ,
amen,
is the only thing that can pull us out of this.
Amen.
That's
good
about
call.
All I got to say,
good point. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. And folks, hope I'm with you a long time and next year. If you'll keep supporting us, we'll keep on trying to keep this program in the air because of the truth. Let's get out there. We lost our nation not because of evil, but because we did nothing to stop it. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Oh, hi, Butch. I just want to tell you I'm not identifying as Gary today. My name is Gail. And although my hair is brown, I want you to address me as Blondie from now on. Is that okay with you?
I'll call you they. I'll call you they.
Oh, well, no, that's just very gracious of you. I appreciate that very much. I mean, this is how stupid things are these days.
I agree.
I know you got other people there. I know you got other people waiting there, but I got a picture the other day from Dan Holman, and I'll tell you about this. He's got a picture of Miriam, you know, standing with Elizabeth, you know, John the Baptist's mother.
Right.
And it shows a little shining in each one of them's stomach, you know, here. And it says, the first person to recognize Jesus was an unborn child.
Amen.
See,
that's true. That's very true. He leapt in the womb when he heard about the baby. Yes, he did.
For joy, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And but folks,
right,
if you research that scripture out, you just mentioned, if you search it out, you can find out when Christ was born, by the way, too, in your Bible. Yes, you can. Gary, God, jump.
Yes,
good call.
Can.
Thank you. Good point. God bless your heart. Thank you.
God bless.
Let's go next. You too. Let's go next to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Yeah, Butch, there's one thing that you forgot
Joe.
To mention.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
What's that? What's
you
that?
You hear me? Is
yeah.
that when they get the 788 bill, the S-78 bill through the Senate, which was the H.R. 5, which is a sodomite bill, that Donald Trump, I do believe, will sign it into law. From that point on, once the sodomite bill of superior rights, as some people call it, and other people call it gay bill of special rights, it is superior rights. Every law from that moment on will be written against the church. The church
That's very true.
Will be counted.
It has to be. That has to be.
It's the judgment. It's God's judgment. For our apathy.
It has to be, Joe, because... Go ahead. I'm sorry. I get excited. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you do. I do, too. Sometimes I don't let people speak when I get excited. No, it has to be because the church has become so apathetic. And so, and I'm going to say this. God's hand of grace, in large part, has come off of the church. God's hand is not even on the church anymore. This is by inventing all different ways to work with God and to be happy with Him, and new ideas of, you know, replacement theology, Jesus is evolving into new ideas. This is why the church is so far gone. They're going to stand in hell, but even our worst enemy will be the church. They're going to be more damaged country than anything else, because if the church,
the same one that crucified, Christ, going to crucify us. The so-called church of His day had Him crucified.
Oh, definitely.
Well,
if the church had any about Him, when all this stuff started coming down, you know, blow off your denominational titles. That's just garbage. And if everybody got together, these pastors got together, says, hey, we love Jesus, you love Jesus, you believe something a little different than I believe, let's all get together. Let's go to D.C., pitchforks and torches. Let's get 5 to 10 million people down there, and we're going to storm D.C. Yeah, they done it? No, they talk about, well, we just get them in a church and save their souls.
Yes. Right. I agree. Joe, a guy jumped. Good call, though. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. You know, get our spiritual house clean. And get
Amen.
Ready.
Thanks, Joe, for the call. Appreciate it. God bless you. Folks, down the last couple minutes here, and I want to say this in closing. First off, I quoted a verse about this, to resist evil and Satan will flee. But the same verse says we're to submit ourselves unto God. Submit ourselves, therefore, to God. That means obeying him, standing for truth, righteousness, not compromising, not being afraid. And this broadcast has been as many things to you folks over this past year. I know we had a lot of new listeners tonight at different stations. I realize that. And I'm so glad you're with us. If we want to get on more stations, not for me, for goodness sake, folks, not for Butch Paul. I can barely speak English. But I'm not afraid to stand. If you think what we're doing is important, help us. So I'm asking. You call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and give a donation. We'd appreciate it. You can write us and just call and get the address. I'll see you in the office this Thursday between 9 and 4. I'd love to talk to you. New listeners, you want to talk to me, call me in the office. I love to hear from you. It makes my day to know you're out there. It truly does. We're here because we love you. I don't get paid for this in a monetary sense, but I get paid richly. Richly for my Father in heaven. Having folks like you out there who care. You'll never know what it means to me. And a couple meet us last Sunday in Charleston, before March went to Colorado and bought us dinner, had another young man and his two children meet me in Somerville this past Friday and bought me lunch, had a good conversation. Both of them brought me a dozen of fresh eggs. How sweet of them. I mean, folks, I'm blessed. I'm tremendously blessed. Pastor Butch Paul was a hillbilly and he knows it. Not rich materially, but wealthy beyond words in Christ. I love you. I'll see you live next Monday night in 2020. Have a great weekend. Now we have a great week, and I'll see you next week.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.